When God becomes the debtor. Proverbs 19 presents two radically different ways of relating to God. The fool destroys his own road and then rages against the Lord. Verse 3, World English Bible. Yet the merciful person lends to the Lord by caring for the poor. Verse 17, World English Bible. The fool imagines that God owes him. The compassionate discover that God has freely promised to become their debtor. Two economies. Verses 4 to 7 describe the brutal social gravity of wealth. Money attracts companions, while poverty drives even relatives away. In the ancient world, where survival depended heavily upon kinship and patronage, such abandonment could be devastating. Friends of a generous ruler were often clients seeking protection and advancement, not companions offering covenant faithfulness. The chapter therefore asks an uncomfortable question. Do we love people, or merely the benefits gathered around them? Against this economy of usefulness, verse 17 announces a holy reversal. The Hebrew may be rendered, the one showing favour to the poor lends to Yahweh. The verb suggests a real loan, something God undertakes to repay. This does not mean generosity places God under our control. Rather, the Lord of all creation willingly binds his honour to the vulnerable. What is placed into an empty hand is entered into heaven's account. John Chrysostom taught that the poor person is, in a mysterious sense, an altar upon which gifts are offered to Christ. This is not sentimental charity. It means the recipient must never be treated as a project or an inferior. Christ stands so closely beside the needy that our treatment of them reaches him. Matthew 25:40. The stories we tell about ourselves. The repeated warnings about false witnesses in verses 5 and 9 form a solemn refrain. Lies corrupt public justice, especially in the city gate courts where testimony could decide property, freedom, or life. But verse 3 exposes an inward false witness, the story by which we blame God for roads our own foolishness has ruined. Repentance begins when we stop prosecuting God. Verse 8 literally speaks of acquiring heart, a Hebrew expression for gaining sound judgment. Wisdom is not merely collecting correct ideas, it is receiving a heart capable of seeing ourselves truthfully, our motives, excuses, appetites, and haste. Then comes the steadying word, human hearts contain many plans, but the Lord's counsel will prevail. Verse 21, World English Bible. This is not fatalism. The chapter repeatedly commands listening, discipline, and careful action. Providence does not make obedience unnecessary, it makes obedience peaceful. We may plan without pretending to be sovereign. The cross reveals the deepest form of this wisdom. Christ became poor for us, was condemned through false testimony, and appeared to lose everything. Yet through that apparent defeat, God's eternal counsel prevailed. The one rejected by human society became the refuge of every rejected person. Consider. Whom have you valued chiefly for what they can give you? What self-inflicted wound have you quietly blamed on God? Today, offer mercy where repayment appears impossible, and trust the Lord to remember. Suggested cross-references, Deuteronomy 15, 7, stacking 11, Matthew 25, 31, 46, 2 Corinthians 8, 9, James 2, 1, 7. Suggested hymn, Jesu, Jesu, fill us with your love. Prayer. Lord, expose the false stories by which I excuse myself and accuse you. Give me a listening heart, patient feet, and mercy that seeks no earthly return. Teach me to recognize Christ in the overlooked, and to rest my plans beneath your wiser counsel. Amen.